family. I hope that your resolution, what is this, day nine? The odds, first of all, I'm aware that my voice sounds like shit. I don't know what I have. I don't know what, I believe my body has made a new strain of coronavirus. Because I don't know what the hell this is. This is not Omicron. This is not the Omega. I don't know what, you know what's weird too is I never get sick. Literally other than the time that I got COVID like a year ago or whatever, I never get sick. And then this week, guess what I tried to do, huh? I tried to be a better person. So what did I do? Dry January. So I haven't drank in 9 days. Give me a chip. Give me a goddamn 9-day chip. But guess what happens? I go 9 days without drinking and look what's up. Now I'm sick. So you tell me. You tell me what's healthy or not. Because I guess my theory is that somehow the alcohol was going into my system and killing shit for me. Maybe my immune system works better drunk. Maybe my white blood cells like to have a bit of a buzz on before they go and attack shit. I don't know. You know, just because cells don't have mouths or eyes, which is kind of creepy as shit when you think about it, doesn't mean they don't have feelings. It doesn't mean they don't have thoughts. How do they even know what to do? You ever think about that? How the fuck do they even know what to do? It's like when they're like, you know, bees release a pheromone, so the other ones know where to go. I'm like, dude, as a human, I've never smelt a smell and then I'm like, oh, there's trouble a brewing. Or, you know, I've never been, on a trail with my friends and they get lost. And then one of them emits a smell and I go, I guess we're supposed to go left. That's the left smell. I recognize this smell. That's the smell that you turn left or you go south. Never. And you know why? That's because humans are stupid. Listen to me. I'm dead. This is the first podcast of the new year, and I'm already dead. But it's been I'll tell you what. This year is it's already off to a rock and roll and start, because what's the first thing that happens to me? I'm driving. Yesterday, I had a show, and I'm driving up 17th Avenue, which is, what would that even be? You know, in Calgary, 17th Avenue would be the equivalent of, I don't know, a street where shit used to happen. That's really what it is. So I'm driving up the street where shit used to happen. And I say it used to. It still does a little bit, but since the pandemic, that street, you know, used to just be bars and cool hangouts, and now there's some of them left. But there's still shit. There's shit like fucking People's Jewelry moved in on 17th. What the fuck is that? A jewelry store? I swear to God, there is three levels jewelry store on 17th Avenue for People's Jewelry that has a patio up front, up top. Why? You know how much it hurts my voice to say why? And I'll say it again, why? Dude, you have a patio on a, who looks at jewelry and then like, yo, let's hit that patio though too. Hey, what do you want to do? You want to go look at some emeralds and then maybe sit outside? I'm assuming there's no drinks. I mean, it's a jewelry store. They'll give you that bottle of water as if that's a huge favor. As if that's a real treat. Would you like a water? I'll get you a bottle of water. That's not a treat. Although it is thoughtful. But they'll give you a bottle of water. And then what, you sit on a patio sober? That's stupid. Why would you ever do that? I just realized the whole point of a patio is you have to be drinking. Why would you just sit outside? Maybe the whole point of being outside is to drink. Again, I'm sick from not drinking. God damn it. So anyway, I'm driving up 17th Avenue and I look. I get to a stoplight. And I look to my left. And the woman next to me, both boobies, both of them boobies, rocker tits too. This wasn't a young lady. This wasn't an old lady. This was a middle-aged, a medium lady, 43. I would say 43 and a half. I'd say her birthday, her 44th birthday is within 6 months on either side. So she could be 43 and a half. She might be 44 and a half. But either way, the 44th birthday is within a season and a half. And I'm looking over and her rocker boobies are out, dude. Both of them. And I could understand if one boob was out, I'm like, that's an accident. Shit happens. But both boobies falling out, that never happens. Not outside of a roller coaster. And if it does, if it happens, hey man, if both your boobs fall out while you're driving, I got to question whether you should have a license or not. I mean, I'm not the smoothest driver, I'll admit it. And I can be aggressive from times, but I've never had my nuts fall out. I never had my dick hit the steering wheel. All right, that's a bit dirty. That's a bit nasty, huh? But her both boobs are out. And I look over and I don't even know. At first, I felt offended. And I finally realized what that feels like, because I've never felt offended in my whole life. Not even one time. And this was the first time I did a gasp. I did a, like just a little one to myself. And it wasn't that I hate boobs, and it wasn't that I don't think rocker boobs should be out, but it was the audacity to have them out on such a busy street. And as I looked again, it was funny because I looked over and both her boobs are out. And then I look away because I didn't want to be rude, as if I stumbled into a changing room. And then I remembered, no, I'm not in the wrong here. I'm on a public street. Jesus Christ. I could be a child. Probably not driving, but I could have been a child. And you think a child should look over and see two rocker boobs? You got them nipples pointing different directions because they're weathered. Not in a bad way, but just in a way that when life happens sometimes, it's hard for nipples to stay aligned for your whole life. Eventually, they will point at different constellations in the sky, and that just means you've lived a life. You've been in some car accidents. You've had some falling outs with family members. You've eaten seafood and gotten food poisoning. And that's what it says when your nipples no longer align. It just says, I'm on Earth, and I've been here for a minute, and I've seen a lot of shit. And that's what her nipples were, but I could have been a child. And I'm not. I'm a grown man looking over, and I got, so both boobs are out. And then I look over again. In my mind, this feels like it was a long stoplight. And that's the theory of relativity. It probably was. I look over again. Anyway, both boobs are out. And then I notice her hand, her right arm, is moving up and down in a shake weight type fashion. And I realize, I'm like, what the? But again, I don't see anyone. So I'm like, I still don't understand what's happening. All I know is rocker tits are out, arm is moving. And then I see a tiny little foot. Not a tiny foot, but like a small part of a foot, of a regular size foot, on the window. And I realize there's some dude laying back in the cut, hanging back on his seat. She's giving him a little treat with the boobs out, driving up the street. What Uber service is this? What button do you click on the app where you get to have a little handy on the way to Taco Bell? Or wherever the hell they're going. Where do you click? That's amazing. I didn't even know what to think about it either. Here's what I did try to do. I did try to get a video of it. And again, I was like, am I being a perv if I do a video of this? And then what I realized is if I do it as a selfie, that's not a pervert because I'm in it. So it's clearly just for the yucks, right? So then it's not a pervert move. And also, she's the one coming at me. She's the one doing tits out in her car. I didn't ask for this. I didn't even expect it. So when you're going to do that, if you're going to play the game, you know there's going to be videos being taken. So I tried. But here's what's annoying was by the time that I thought to take a video, we're almost at the end of this red light. And I know the green's coming up, so I'm panicking. I'm trying really quick to unlock my phone. The phone has like three different locks on it. It's got one, the facial recognition, didn't recognize my face, probably because I was laughing too hard. Two, so I have to do the passcode, which took me three times to get in, finally unlock it. Then I go to access my camera. I can't access it because it asks me if I'm driving. Hey, iPhone, shut the hell up. Recognize the situation, iPhone. Okay? I respect the move to decrease distracted driving 9 times out of 10. I like that. But there's boobies over here. This is a viral moment. We could have been viral. We could have gone on Ellen. Isn't that how you get on? You just do a viral video? We could have been on Ellen, dude. And no, my phone wouldn't unlock. So then I got this real shit video of it. I did. God, my voice is bad, huh? What a great week to restart the podcast. When I sound like there's a grilled cheese sandwich in my throat. So anyway, I get this really shitty video of it, but I do get a bit of a video of it. And maybe I'll post it on my story and you guys will know. I won't even title it. You guys will just know what it is because you can't really see anything. Unless you screenshot and look really closely. But that was how this year started for me. And I think that's a good omen. I think that that's when you're driving your car and you see two boobs, you make a wish. And I did. My wish was to see to see them again so that I can do a video. So big start to the year. Now, speaking of walking in on stuff, speaking of being a pervert, we went out of town on January 1st to go to this. There's a place called the Nordic Spot. It's fucking awesome. It's out in the mountains. It's like an hour away, and they basically have all kinds of different pools. They have a hot tub, and it's like a varying degrees of pools. So they have a super hot tub or whatever. It's like a hot tub. Then they have a medium one. Then they have a pool that's just like regular pool temperature, which is stupid. And then they have a cold plunge, and you're supposed to like cycle through each of those. And that's my dream. I'm a man of the water. I'm a man of the waters. It's specifically the soaking of the waters. I love it. Every time I work out, the whole reason I'm a member of the gym that I'm a member at is because they have a cold plunge, like hot tub type thing. That's the whole reason I'm a member there. I love it. I do genuinely find that it makes a huge difference with recovery going into the cold pool and then running over to the hot tub. Now, I know some people say you're supposed to do the cold pool and then let your body heat up naturally and burn. But I don't want to do it. I like the feeling of freezing and then running over to the hot tub. I like it. So that's what I do. So this spa was like right up my alley. They had all that stuff, and I could have been in there. I could literally spend the entire day there. I'm not kidding. I could spend 13 hours just going through different pools, soaking. And what I do when I'm at the gym is I bring my ebook with me. I bring my little Kobo. I sit there. I soak. I read. It's a dream come true. I'm living my best life. So we go to the spa, and it was the last day before I'm doing dry January. So I said, let's have some drinks. Just a few. So we have some drinks that night, and it's nice, and we soak. And at one point, we were going to go down to there's kind of a kids' pool type thing, which is huge. Water slides, everything. And we took one look, and there's 500 kids in this thing. And the first thought you have, when you see that many kids in a pool, you just realize that's all pee. That pool might have been empty until those kids. You don't think, dude, I'm going to be honest with you. As a grown adult, I barely have enough discipline to get out of a pool and go pee. You think that these children's are going to hold their pee-pees? Fuck no. Not when there's the excitement of a slide going on. They're peeing right down that thing. So we took one look and we bailed on that one. But the next morning I get up, right? Get up. I'm a little hazy from having some drinks. Ironically, my voice sounded better then than it does now. Somehow. This might be my last day I'm even able to talk. Although, just as a side note, I crushed a whole, what would you even call it, stack of halls today. And I'll tell you what, then things work. As long as you get the halls like the black ones, which are disgusting, I know, but they have the menthol in them, and that's what you need. You got to have that menthols. That's what makes the big dip. Hey, man, if your throat hurts, treat yourself and get the shitty-ass tasting cough drop because it fucking works. That's why you want it. Don't bitch out and go get the raspberry because I like the flavor of it. Okay. Well, do you want to heal your throat or not? And this is why I can't be a doctor, because I would be too mean. I don't like the flavor. I'm like, okay, good. Then have fun having a sore throat forever. Stupid. Because you have to have flavor. Yeah, you like to vape too, because you like to smoke, but it has to taste like grape. Grow the hell up and get some tar in your lungs like a man. So anyway, I wake up and I'm haggard and my brain is foggy. So I go down to get us some Gatorades from like the store or whatever in the hotel lobby. So I go down, blah, blah, blah. I get some Gatorades. And you know, like when you're hungover or whatever and you're just not in the mood to chat to people. Sometimes we all go through these cycles. Sometimes you're in a chatty mood. Sometimes it's nice to meet strangers. It's nice to meet friends, new people. It's fun to find out what they're up to, what they've been up to, what their story is. Have they ever seen boobs on 17th Avenue with nipples that look different directions? What is your story, sir? Sometimes that's fun to find out. Other times, it's not fun. It's not fun. And you're so haggard, you can barely operate as a human. You don't have time for other people. And guess what? I get on the elevator, and I got Chatty Man there. I got chatty, and he was American too, so he's chatty American guy. And I get on, and right away there's like this family with one of those like bellhop carts. You know those things that people push in a hotel? Which I've never understood either, because I'm like, how much shit do you have that you need a bellhop cart? Are you transporting a lion cub? Are you transporting a, I was going to say a litter of tiger babies? Fucking stupid. Like, why do you need the whole bellhop thing? You can travel with a duffel bag. There's very few instances where you need more than that. But this family's, they're waiting there, and they're hesitant. And that's fine with me, because I was hungover, and I'm just trying to get back to my room, back to safety. And the doors are about to close, and this guy that I'm with goes, "You coming on here, partner?" I'm not even kidding. He said it just like that. "You coming on here, partner?" To the dad. And the dad was like, no. We're good. And he's like, come on, partner. Come on up. Squeeze that card on here, partner. Felt like I was in a spaghetti western all of a sudden. So he convinces this family to come on with us, which is fine, whatever. To be fair, there was ample space on the elevator. It just took more time, but fine. We're on vacation. We're here to have fun, whatever. And he starts chatting to them. He's like, "This is just an absolutely beautiful resort, isn't it?" And they're like, "Yeah, it is. It's very beautiful. We're so happy to be here." "Well, how long are you guys staying for?" We're actually just leaving today. "Oh, that's amazing. Well, I'm staying here for the whole week." I'm like, what is this conversation? Like, you just wanted to tell people you're here for the week or what? I don't know. But then I start panicking because there's only three floors. I got to go up to the third floor. And this family gets off at 2. And the problem is, much like everything else in life, once someone is in a chatty mood, and they've been chatty, they're not going to stop. It never stops. Once someone is chatting with someone, they're now chatty. And when that family left me, that family fucked me over, dude. That family left me on my own with chatty American, spaghetti Western dude. And then, of course, I'm like, here it comes. Now it's coming around to me. And as if I wasn't present for the first conversation, which took place 2 feet away from me, he's like, "Hey, this is a beautiful resort." I'm like, what the fuck is this? "Hey, are you a Floridian robot?" Like, does this guy just walk around all day going, "Hey, excuse me, you're a new person. This is a beautiful resort, isn't it?" So I'm like, "Yeah, it is beautiful. It's really nice to be here. I'm so hungover. I'm just trying to get through this conversation." And he's like, "Yeah. How long are you here for?" I'm like, "Jesus fucking Christ, are you serious, dude? I just saw you ask the fucking..." This is, you know what it is? It's like those shows they used to have of the guys that were like pickup artists or whatever. And they run game on chicks. And you can tell it's all just like, none of it's genuine. It's just, they go up to girls and they just try to say the right thing. And then they just repeat it to different chicks. That's how I felt. It's like the dude just says the same thing. "How long are you staying here?" And I said, again, just like the other family, I'm like, "I'm leaving today." And he's like, "Wow, I'm here for the whole week." And I was like, "I know, I heard." "Yeah, I heard everyone's talking about it. Because you tell every group of people." And he's like, "Believe it or not." I'm like, "Oh God, what?" He's like, "It's actually easier to get here than it is to Jacksonville." Now, here's what I love about that. And that's a real thing he said to me, unprompted, right? Out of nowhere, he says, "It's easier to get here than it is to Jacksonville." Now, this is what drives me crazy about these conversations is, and I've always said this, this person does not care. They're not chatting with you because they're interested in you or something cool happened. They have their thing that they want to share. He wants to share with me that he's from Florida. He's dying to tell it to me. But he knows he can't just say I'm from Florida because that's not how humans interact. And sorry that I'm sniffling. I'm crying during the story. That's not how humans interact. So what does he do, which is even more annoying, is he does a nugget. He puts bait in the water. It's easier to get here than Jacksonville because he knows, or what he wants, is me to go, "Oh, you go to Jacksonville?" Something like that. And then he can go, then he can have his big moment where he goes, yeah, I'm from Florida. And what he likes about that is that it's unique, it's far away, and undoubtedly, it's going to lead, had I been a less wise person, then it leads to me asking numerous questions about Florida, where he can then share the same stupid stories that he tells everyone everywhere he goes. This, I guarantee, I already know the plan. When people sprinkle nuggets like that, it's so bizarre to me. Who goes into a conversation with an agenda? What the fuck is going on? So anyway, I just leave and I'm like, yeah, I bet. And then I just left. And I think that drove him crazy. Actually, I bet he didn't care, to be honest. He'll just move on. It's so fucking weird. Some people are just dying to chat about themselves. Or I don't know what that is, but I'm always adverse to that. Whenever I sense, I think I actually subconsciously, and actually sometimes consciously, when I sense that someone is trying to lure me to a specific conversation, oftentimes I purposely ignore that because I don't want to give it to them. I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's an issue with me. I just hate when I see through the agenda and I'm like, I'm not falling for it. One, I don't have any questions about Florida other than, is there more alligators or crocodiles? That I would like to know. And if there is a stat on that, how do they even know? Because in my mind, crocodiles are bigger but less ferocious. And so it's kind of a toss-up if which one you want to get attacked by. It's the only thing I would ever ask. But I don't have any questions for him about Florida. I don't have questions about his life. I don't have questions about why he's here. Especially in a resort that is based around relaxation. The whole thing is supposed to be relaxing. You wear a robe around the resort. There's a fireplace. There's board games in the lobby. It's fucking pools, like I said, hot tubs. It's based on relaxation. And relaxation, in my mind, is no talkie. No talk. No talk. That's relaxing. It's like when I got a massage. I don't even know if I've talked about this. I got a massage like a month ago from a man. Because I booked it with Jamie. Assuming that was a nice lady. You know, the type of lady who drives up 17th Avenue with her boobs out. And it was a guy. And he chatted to me the whole massage. And I don't know how you guys feel about that. Like, when you get a massage, do you like to chat to the person? I guess it depends, right? I find if you want a relaxation massage, you kind of want nothing. You just want to relax. You want to hear, like, the music. Every now and then they say, oh, do you ever stretch? And you go, no. And they go, you should. And that's it. That's the extent of it. But the whole, when you chat, like, this was one where, like, the lights were on full bright. And again, it's from a guy, so maybe I actually preferred this, to be honest. But, yeah, I don't know. Not a chatty guy. Not chatty this year. So, anyway, I get off with the Florida guy. And I just, at this point, I'm just trying to get away. I'm trying to get back to my room. 3023. I finally get back to my room. And now my key card doesn't work to go in the room. I'm like, what the fuck? It's one of those scan cards, and I scan it every time, and it just turns red. I'm like, come on, dude. Like, after all this, I went downstairs. I had to locate Gatorades. I had to navigate back. I had to deal with crazy Florida guy who I feel like is following me to tell me more about Jacksonville. And by the way, can I say, it's probably not easier to get there than Jacksonville. That's a fucking lie. Jacksonville is in Florida. How the hell would it be easier to get up to to get up to Kananaskis in Alberta, then to get to something in your own state in Florida? This guy was full of shit. I think he might have killed someone. And if not, he has for sure committed some type of credit card fraud. Because that's the type of people that do it. So anyway, I get to the room 3023. My card is not working. It's turning red. Come on. Won't scan in. Annoying. I do it three times, red. And I get mad. So you know what I do is I just push the door open. I just push it, and it opens right up. And fortunately, I see my wife at the end of the room squatting down by the window. I'm like, hey, I'm safe. But then there's someone in the bathroom. And I look in the bathroom. I'm like, what the fuck? Why is there two people in here? And then I look back at the late girl at the end of the hallway, and I realize that's not my wife. This is just a different blonde chick, and she has glasses. And this girl looks at me horrified. And she goes, what the fuck? And immediately I realize this is not my room. This is not my room. And my brain was so hazy. And my contacts were like on so shitty that I couldn't see past like 20 feet. So I really couldn't even really see her. She was sort of just shapes. And I'm like, she's like, what the fuck? And I just panic and I'm like, oh my God, wrong room, wrong room. And I just run down the hallway like a convict. And as I'm leaving and closing the door, she's like, I hear her go, get the fuck out of here. She was angry. What I'm trying to say is she wasn't happy that a man with Gatorade just barged into their room. Now, I will say a couple things. One, in my defense, I didn't come into the room. I just opened the door. So I would understand a little bit the reaction more if I barged in, started walking in. That'd be scary as shit. Aside from the fact that I have Gatorades, that makes it less scary. Because who would come in to murder someone but also bring Gatorade? What are we going to hydrate before? Huh? We going to do a workout before I murder you in your room in a lodge? No. You know who would do that? The Florida guy. It's just beautiful here. That's who would actually do that. Not me. So I think the Gatorades might be the only thing that saved me from being incarcerated. But also, the anger that I was met with was unbelievable. And I understand. She's very vulnerable. It must have been scary as shit. And I don't know what I looked like. I was very haggard. I probably looked like a complete pervert. Who knows? Who knows what the expression was on my face? I remember I said nice legs, so I don't know if that helped. I'm kidding. I just ran away. So then I call my wife and I go, what room are we in? And she's like, the same one we've been the whole time. I know. I'm like, I know, but what the fuck is the number? And she's like, 2032. And I'm like, you're not going to believe this. I'm on the third floor. I tried to get into 3032. And we might have to hide for the rest of the day. We might have to go into the woods. So I don't know how that happened, but I went into the wrong room. And then we went down for breakfast. And the whole time I was just ready for this girl to find me and be like, that's the fucking guy. That's the Gatorade pervert right there. He came into our room. He tried to give us electrolytes and creep on us. The fucking creep. So anyway, but I would go back. I would go back. It's an amazing resort. Like, if you ever get the chance, I don't know if everyone that listens to this is in Alberta, but it's expensive as shit, but everything seems like it is now. But it's awesome. It's awesome. You get to hang in the pools. I don't know how it would be in the summer. I always find it's nicer in the winter to go into hot tubs, obviously, because of the, I'm going to use a big word here, so buckle up. If you're driving, you might want to pull over, but it's because of the juxtaposition, which is what an incredible word. Do you think anyone's ever said or gotten juxtaposition in Scramble? Because, dude, if you hit juxtaposition with a triple word score, you got it made in the shade, my man. You're going to Scramble. You're going to Scrabble Hall of Fame. And you're so good, you could rename the game Scramble. I wonder if they have... Do they have Scrabble in China? Dude. Could they? Because they have those, like, character things. Could you have fucking Scrabble? Could you have Chinese Scrabble? I'm going to research that for next time. That's going to be the next episode. It's called Chinese Scrabble. That's a good band name, too. Now, I have more to share, but I'm not going to torture you guys anymore with how shitty my fucking voice is. So this is going to be a 30-minute episode to start the year off. I'm going to try to take the next few days to recover whatever the hell's going on in my throat, whatever the heck is going on with my voice, and I'll try to do another episode this week if it sounds normal. And so you guys don't have to listen to my nasally whatever this is. I don't know. Or I might just completely lose my voice, and this will be the last thing I ever record able to talk. And either way, that's kind of cool. Maybe it'll make a Scramble museum. So thank you guys again for tuning in. It's a shorter episode because who knows what disease I have. But assuming I can beat this, I will do another one for sure next Monday and maybe even later this week, depending on if this voice comes back to me. By the way, thank you to everyone who came out to the New Year's Eve shows at Yuck Yucks in Calgary. And I do have a couple tour dates here. Just had to get the calendar. Where am I going to be? February 17th, 18th, I am in Niagara. February 24th, I am in Red Deer. March 2, 3, 4, actually just 3 and 4, I am in Toronto. March 10 and 11, I am in Ottawa. And sorry, I missed Feb 234. I am in Moncton. And there will be more dates to come as we are planning them right now. Thank you guys for tuning in. Happy New Year. And let's keep ripping it up. I will see you hopefully again later this week. And if not, worst case, tomorrow, if I don't die, then next Monday. God bless you. I love each and every one of you. Go live your truth and take your tits out and drive up 17 like a lady.